Okay, we'll start our qualifying, post-qualifying availability. Kicking off with the driver of the number 14 Rush Truck Centers Ford for Stewart Haas Racing. That's Clint Boyer. Clint, I know you were in here earlier. I appreciate you coming back in. Maybe talk a little bit about the track position of starting second and maybe more importantly, the pit selection.
Well, I mean, pit selection goes to the 18, but, you know, we're second best. The way I qualify, I'll take it. You know what I mean? You come into a track that I feel like we're confident and have the ball rolling, you know, momentum, confidence, everything that goes with that at this racetrack. And the one thing that I'm not confident in is myself in qualifying here lately. Haven't been doing a good job. And if you're going to contend for a championship against the caliber of teams that are in these playoffs, you're going to have to step it up and you know, in qualifying. And I feel like we did that today. So very, very proud of that. And got that check box, that box checked, and hopefully we'll be able to check another one off tomorrow. I mean, obviously, you know, after the last race, the spring race here, Kyle was the guy I had to beat, and we did beat him. Obviously, he beat us today, but just like last race here, he was quick for the punch, and we ended up wearing him down at the end. But you know, going in, the kind of driver he is, the team that they are, the organization they are, they're going to make adjustments just like we are, and we'll have to be better tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Clint. Any questions for Clint, please raise your hand. We'll start up here with Kelly and then go to Jacob.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Clint, you've been in the playoffs before. You've had ups, you've had downs. How is this year's playoffs different? Does it feel different? Do you approach these races different? I mean, is it different?
It's definitely different than I've ever had. You know, for a lot of, I guess, several different reasons, but it does feel a lot like 2012. The confidence is there, you know, my performance and things like that back when I was with Patty. And you know, in 2012, we won three races that year and had a really great year. Best year that I'd ever had, you know, until this year. This year, you got teammates. You got, you know, so many more things. I mean, I had teammates back then. You know, Martin and I were pretty much, you know, he was a great teammate back then. But, I mean, having three teammates, you know what I mean? And the way this organization is structured and everything else, it's just, it's fun. I mean, this stuff's fun again. You know what I mean? It's fun to hurry up and get up here. Your partners on the cars are fun. You know, I mean, Rush, Rusty and all his buddies are staying at my house this weekend. I mean, this is fun again. And it's, for me, that's what it takes. I've got to be able to enjoy all this or my personality and things like that just don't mesh with racing. It, you know, back in the day, the reason I got here and you know, the reason that everybody got here is because of winning. But how I had that success back then in those days was we had more fun than the rest of them. And, you know, right now we're having quite a bit of fun. We're able to go to Homestead. We may just have more fun than they ever. Pressure's fun. Yeah. It's definitely closer. But again, I mean, it's the pressure is fun. It's fun to be in these. Man, I'm telling you, it's freaking out at the Roval. Literally, my wife's like, you can be all right. Hell, I don't know. I haven't eaten very much today. I mean, it's, you know, you're just, it's fun to have that kind of pressure, be in that kind of environment and have that feeling. You're racing for something very prestigious. It's a meaningful thing. It's a big damn deal. And it's fun to be competing for that. And it's an honor, you know, something I haven't been able to do in a long time. And it's pretty neat to be back in the swing of that because of my team and the organization that I'm with.
We'll go to Jacob, then Jerry, and we'll check in the press box.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport, in the back, Clint, over here. Two for you. First, with the way everything's gone here, there was a point in your career a couple years ago where I think a lot of people wondered if you had lost your place among the premier teams in the Cup Series. You got a rebirth when Tony and Gene took a chance on you. Do you feel like now, in this position that you're in, fighting for a spot in the championship for, do you feel like that their faith in you has paid off and you found that place again?
Well, I mean, definitely, you know, the faith that you know, Stewart Haas had in me, it's definitely paying off. It's paying off for myself. But, I mean, this year is what I really thought we would have last year. And, I mean, that's no joke. You know, when we didn't have the success last year, then you start worrying. Then you start thinking maybe my time has, you know, come and gone, you know, this year's fixed all of that for me. I mean, it's, you know, being able to go to Victory Lane here, you know, to go back to Victory Lane in Michigan and compete and be close at Dover and some of the other tracks. I mean, that all that came back, you know what I mean, and took care of itself. It's you got to have the hot rod underneath of you, get the job done. You got to have the people around you that you work with and everything else. And you got to have buttholes like this next to me that slow down a little bit.
Let's just make sure we keep it in the same order 24 hours from now, all right?
Good job.
So, Clint, my second question for you.
Thank you, yeah. By the way. Appreciate that. All right. Wasn't sure if you meant it.
with looking at all four Stuart Haas cars sitting in the top 13, all four Stuart Haas cars being in this round of eight, do you believe that all four cars have a shot at making the final four? I know it's a long road to get there, but...
God, that's a good sound, isn't it? Hey, you know, though, I tell you what, that sound, as good as it sounds, it wears on you pretty quick. I shut the old dinger off on mine, but I fired it back off this week. So get that thing
going. How long did you?
Oh, hell, it's been a while since I'd won when I got that one. It went for a while, months.
Yeah, all right.
But what the hell did he say? What was the question? Oh, yeah. It's our time, you know, and I really think that. I mean, if you look back, you know, last year, the JGR cars were the cars to beat. You know, that organization it was their time. And the hard work and dedication was put into that. And you know, they were reaping the benefits big time, domination. You know, I don't think that we quite got to that domination that you know, they were week in and week out. But we... is certainly our time. You know, a race like Talladega was awesome, obviously. But, I mean, you got to be able to duplicate that again, you know, and time again, especially when you got to rise to the occasion within the playoffs and things like that. It's neat to see everybody's hard work. I mean, there's so much hard work that goes in to all of this stuff behind the scenes that even I don't get a chance to always see and appreciate everyone's hard work and dedication. But it really is rewarding when you get in the car and have a day like we did today.
I know Jerry, question for Clint. Let me go to the press box, and if this is the last question, we'll let Clint go. Any questions for Clint from the press box?
All clear.
Jerry, you want to go for Clint, and then we'll let you go.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires, .net and PRN. Looking at your career as you as a driver, not Stuart Haas, but you as a driver, four times you've finished in the top five at your seasons. You know, you've had a second, you've had a third, and two fifths. Are you an underrated driver? Are you one of the most underrated drivers in the garage?
Hell, I don't know. No, I mean, I don't really care about that. You know what I mean? I mean, like I said earlier, I got to be having fun to be able to have success. And I found that within my race team and with our organization, with my teammates and things like that. The playoffs are fun. That pressure's fun. It's fun to be nervous. I mean, as crazy as that is, I mean, it is fun. It's fun to be coming to the racetrack going, oh, damn, we got to have a good day. You know what I mean? It's a good feeling, and it keeps you sharp. It keeps you focused, which is something I'm not maybe not very good at.
We'll find out.
Does it bother you?
That was really strong right there. That was...
You were trying to Harvick me, weren't you?
No, what is that? He's always got his damn guard up so much, you can't even tease on him. He's like... What did you say?
As I say, so it obviously doesn't bother you when you know people say you should have even made it to this round. You should have made out.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. All I know is the checks keep getting bigger.
You literally dropped the mic. Thank you, Clint. All right, we are now joined with the winner of the Busch Pull Award, and that is the driver of the number 18 M&M's Halloween Toyota, Kyle Busch. Kyle, thanks for coming back in. Know you were here this morning, so you talked a lot about Martinsville. But maybe talk about the track position, of course, what Steve Letarte earlier called the best pit box in all of NASCAR.
All right. Well, hopefully we can put it to good use tomorrow. So, I mean, obviously track position is important, but I think what's most important is the opportunity to have that pit box. So that number one pit box tomorrow will hopefully do us good. And, you know, we can have a great day, run up front much of the day, and, you know, finish there more importantly. So, you know, just earlier this spring, you know, having Clint here, we're roll reverse, and hopefully we can keep it the way that it is right now, this time 24 hours from now.
Thank you, Kyle. If you have a question for Kyle, please raise your hand, and we'll get you a mic. Go in, Jacob.
Jacob Zielman, Speed Sport. I know you were in here earlier and talking about how the last couple of years you weren't really sure, but it was like something's clicked here. Is this a track that it takes 5 or 6 years of coming to? Is this a veteran's track, you'd say, that you kind of have to master it the further you get into your career?
I think so. You know, earlier in my career, I did come here and test and felt like we had a good test and just absolutely couldn't put the work into that test, you know, into the race. Everything that we learned, it just seemed like it was not repeating when we came back to race. And a few years ago, come here and tested and had a really good test, and it seems ever since then we've been able to kind of put all of that to really good use and run well here and repeat it all. So, you know, it's a frustrating track. It's a challenging track, and when you're good and successful, it's a fun track, like Clint says, you know. So it's just all a matter of what's kind of happening in the moment, I guess.
As far as this race, obviously last year you won here and were able to, as you referenced, take a couple weeks to breathe and get ready for Homestead. What is that like for the drivers who can win here and then redirect all their focus towards Homestead? Is it more stress, less stress, knowing that you've got 2 weeks to maybe overthink it?
Yeah, I mean, certainly there's some opportunity there to mess up or to overthink things. But, you know, I think anytime you're under pressure or under the amount of stress is what this round is to get yourself into the final four for Homestead. You know, anytime you can kind of take a step back and have a clear head is a good time, in my opinion. You know, the pressure that sets in these next 2 weeks, if you're behind the cutoff line or whatever and trying to get in, or if you're right on the cusp of the cutoff line and trying to stay in, that can certainly wear on you during the week. You know, you try to have other things to do to kind of take your mind off it a little bit, but overall, I mean, this is what we live, breathe, sleep, everything. So, you know, it's always on our mind.
Go over to Chris.
ChrisKnight@CatchFest.com. It's a cup question, okay. the March race here was probably the most calmest Martinsville race we ever had here. And then, you know, some people thought that the truck race would be crazy because we're closer to the championship round. Is there anything that dictates what kind of race we'll see tomorrow? Is it possible we could have a duplicate of what we saw in March, or do you expect to be wild and crazy tomorrow?
Man, it's just we talk about it all the time. I think it's just the talent pool and the engineering and everything and how these cars drive and how well the drivers drive these cars nowadays, that there's little errors that are made. There's not such big errors that you see anymore in making mistakes and causing crashes or anything else like that. So, you know, I think that's what it boils down to. I don't think we're out there just trying to make a green flag run, keep the green flag run going. It's just it's everybody's, you know, pretty well feeling pretty good about what they got going on. So that's kind of why I guess you don't see more action, things happening.
Go up to your head, Bob.
Bob Parker, ESPN. Denny said his car was set up for the long run. I assume because it's an impound race. Do you know if your car was kind of set up for a long run, and did this short run speed surprise you at all?
Yeah, so we've actually had really good short run speed here today so far, and our long run speed's been okay as well too. But I've just been able to, for whatever reason, really bust off some good lap times and be fast on the short run. So we knew that we would have an opportunity to qualify well if we hit all of our marks and did a good job in that, and we did. But I still feel like too, we do have a good race car, and we can be a car to contend with for the long run.
Mike Massey, frontstretch.com. I'll ask the truck question. You know, at the local short track level, a guy's winning a whole bunch, they'll do a bounty. Are you going to do any kind of bounty or anything to get your guys to try to beat Johnny Sauter?
Put me in the truck. I'll beat him. It's not that hard. I mean, it's just he's a veteran, and he's with a really good team and organization. And him and Joe have really finally hit it together. You know, they've always been together and they've always had spurts of speed, but now they've gotten to where they're competitive and they can do it every single week. So they're doing a good job, and certainly it's paying off for them and in GMS. Although we've been able to come out on top of them a couple times the last couple of years, I'd like to think we can do it again. But Martinsville is one of their places. You know, they run here like we run at Phoenix in the trucks. KBM trucks are super fast at Phoenix. So hopefully we can go there and get Noah a win, get him in to Homestead, and we'll see see what happens at Homestead.
Do we have any questions in the press box? Okay, any more?
Good up here.
Thank you. Any questions in the media center? We'll end it with Kelly.
KellyCrandallRacial.com. Kyle, is there a such thing as wasting a season? I mean, you look at how you've performed. You look at how Kevin has performed this season. You're on the cusp of now making it, hopefully, to the championship race. If you don't do that, if you don't win the championship even, is there a such thing as wasting a season?
Absolutely. I've wasted 13 of them. It's a long time from championship to championship. I mean, it's 365 days, so it feels like eternity when you look at it in a driver's mind, I guess, but also sometimes like from traveling so much as we all do, it kind of feels like a short time. We were just in Daytona, you know, but when you're as good as you are, and like Clint was talking about how the JGR cars were the best last year, arguably the Furniture Row car was the best car last year, and he did a great job. He was able to bring it all home. And this year the JGR cars are good again, but the SHR cars are probably a tick faster. So it's going to be a dogfight down to the end on who's able to bring it home and who's able to get it at Homestead. So it's going to be an interesting battle, that's for sure. But I'd like to think that we can fight them out all the way to the end, even though they may have the upper hand.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. Thanks. Congratulations, and good luck tomorrow.